In this video, I'll show you how to add sometimes visible content areas with state-sensitive control sections to your ASP.NET applications by using the collapsible panel extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. So let's create a new website and make it an Ajax Control Toolkit enabled website. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use a cascading style sheet and some images in this demo application. So I'm going to add the CSS file. We'll take a look at it in a second and add some images. And then I'm going to open my default.asbx page, and then I'm going to drag the stylesheet.css file into the head section of my page so that I can get a reference to that CSS file, and then I can use the classes that are contained therein. The next thing that I need to do is that in order to use the collapsible panel extender, I need two areas of content on my page, and I'm going to get these areas of content by using ASP.NET panel controls. The first panel is going to be the title or the header section, and that's going to be the context-sensitive, or I should say state-sensitive, clickable area that will cause the expansion or contraction of the second panel, which is the content area. So in our standard tool tab in our Visual Studio Toolbox, I'm going to go down, grab a panel control, drop one into my form, and then grab a second one and drop a second one into my form. I'm going to change the names of these to be a little bit more self-explanatory. So we'll call the first one Title Panel, and we'll call the second one Content Panel. We want to get rid of the height and width because we're going to pick up our height and width from a CSS class. So let's add the CSS class reference, and we'll use the collapse panel header class that's defined in my stylesheet.css file. We're also going to get rid of the height and width for the content section, and we'll add a CSS class definition for that as well. And that one's just collapse panel. I want to show you the collapse panel CSS class in the stylesheet file though here. So you'll notice here's the collapse panel CSS, and you want to use overflow equal hidden, but it's especially important that you use height equals zero. And the reason that you want height is equal to zero is that you want, at the time of page load, you want the content panel not to be displayed. And the control extender will take care of its state, and if you specify that its state is collapsed by default, then it will close it, but that is part of the script that fires during page load. So what will happen is you'll get this instant flash of the content in your content panel, and it'll only appear for just a split second, but it's an annoying preview of that content. So if you want to avoid that flash, you need to make sure that the height that's applied to the collapsible panel area is set to zero. Right? It can be really frustrating to debug if you don't remember to do that. So in our content section here, it's just going to be markup language. So I've got a snippet of HTML markup here. It can be any HTML JavaScript that you want. That's going to be the expandable and contractible content section. Now we need to specify some content for our title panel, this header area. And this is the area that's going to be context sensitive based on the state of the panel below it. So to do this, I'm going to add a couple of things. I want to add first an image control, and this is a standard ASP.NET image control. You don't want to use an image reference, an HTML image reference. It has to be an ASP.NET image control because the collapsible panel extender takes the image control ID as an argument so that it can dynamically change the image that's displayed there based on the state of the content panel. So we're going to use this image control, and I'm going to add an image URL. And the image URL is going to be in the images folder, and the one that we want is expandblue.jpg. All right, so let's just double check that that actually exists. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Now I'm also just going to add a few non-breaking spaces after that, just to provide a little spacing on this line. Next, I'll just add some static text. This won't change based on the state, so this is just going to be just a little static header text. Next, I'm going to add a label control. And again, this wants to be an ASP.NET label control and not, in fact, any static HTML text. And the reason is because that the collapsible panel extender also, in addition to an image control, takes as an argument a label control, so that in addition to dynamically changing the image that's displayed based on the state of the panel, it can also change the text that's in this label based on the state of the content panel. So let's just add the default content. This is only what will be displayed at startup time. After any state change of the collapsible panel, the collapsible panel control extender will take care of whatever gets displayed here. So this is just for the initial viewing of the page. So now we have our title section and our content section, and now we're ready to go ahead and add our collapsible panel extender. So we'll go down to the AJAX Toolkit tab in our toolbox and grab the collapsible panel extender control, drop that onto the page. That message box was just telling us that there was already an instance of the DLL in the bin folder. And now we can configure the attributes of the collapsible panel extender to wire up the two panels that we just defined. So to begin with, we want to specify what panel is going to be expanded and contracted. That's called the target control ID. And in our case, it's going to be the content panel. Next, we need to specify what content panel is going to be responsible for collapsing and expanding the control, the content. So that's going to be the expand control ID, which is going to be title panel. Now, if you want to, you can actually have different controls for expand and collapse. In our case, we're just going to use the same one. But if you want to, you can actually have one control responsible for expanding the content panel, and a different one be responsible for collapsing it. Again, in our case, we're just going to use the same one for both. Next, we want to specify what the default state should be. So when the page loads, should the content panel be expanded or contracted? And we'll say we want it to be collapsed by default, so when the page initially loads, it's not going to be visible. And you want to remember that this happens when the client-side JavaScript fires at load time. So even if this is set to true, you still need to set the height of the content panel equal to 0, so you don't get that momentary flash of the content in the content panel. Right? All right, so now we can specify the parameters for the image control and the label control that we want to be dynamically updated based on the state of the panel. So to begin with, we'll specify the text label ID, which in our case is just label 1. And we're going to specify an expanded text that says, when it's expanded, we want the message to read hide details. And when it's collapsed, we want it to read show details. Next, we'll provide the image control ID, which in our case is image 1. And then we can specify which images we want to be displayed based on the state of the control, whether it's collapsed or expanded. So let's say we want the collapsed image to be images. Expand blue, and when it's expanded, oops. We want it to be collapse blue. Lastly, we'll say suppress postback is equal to true, since all of the content that we're working with has already been moved down to the client. We don't need to do anything back on the server, so let's just suppress postback and therefore eliminate an unnecessary round trip to the server. Now we can go ahead and run our application. Note that on load time, the arrow is pointing down. The message is show details. I click anywhere in this panel, so I can click on the image or on the text or just on the title itself. And it appears. Notice what's changed here, that the text changes to hide details and the arrow is pointing up. If I click it again, it's show details and the arrow is pointing down. And that's it. It's that easy to add sometimes visible content to your page using a context-sensitive title area using the collapsible panel extender that ships as part of the AJAX Control Toolkit.